some good reporting this weekend on what you did yesterday. I'm confident of that. And it's going to come out the right way. So looks like something we made a big announcement on. It's going to come out.
I think we handled it the right way.
Just
rather than a big splash, or I think about it, a big, ugly splash. I don't know the way to go. It wasn't like we were panicking.
That's right. Now, Henry's in good frame of mind.
Let me ask you this. The point that I wish to make is this. Here's why. I thought a lot about Secretary of State. I'm afraid of my own thinking. Rogers has to stay through the heat of this goddamn thing. And that means probably through his Latin trip and then the sun. And then, you know, Rogers can be handled by you. You know what I mean?
Here's what he said to me, sir. He said that the situation in Europe and with the Soviets is quite shaky. The Soviet situation is that this nuclear thing, if it's portrayed properly with the loyalty of the bureaucracy behind it as an accomplishment to prevent third country attacks, it's going to be a great accomplishment. He's turned the British away from the European view. Supportive of this thing. If, on the other hand, it was done over here without the proper processes and Rogers was cut out, the bureaucracy was cut out, it's then going to be portrayed as a sellout.
So he wants to find a way to get it to Rogers, I understand. So,
and, so that, well, he said, I have to have charge from this point on.
Well, we understand that. We've got to tell Rogers sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got to be for it, not piss on it. He's got to.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what he said was that he felt that, he didn't care whether he was Secretary of State. He said he doesn't care. He said, he's going to leave. That's what he told me. He said, I'm going to leave right after the summit.
Well, then he is. He's going to leave before the summit. That's the way he's going to play around here.
Well, this is what he's told me now. I hear this crap all the time.
Because of Watergate?
No, because he doesn't feel that that he has the control of Rogers. You see, Rogers, he said, killed us on Cambodia. He said this thing wasn't a violation of Article 20 of the agreement. That he made that statement on the Hill, and it undercut the whole.
Did he make that statement?
Yes, he did, and as much as did, yes. And that just was what was necessary to topple the cards, and here he's going to go see Lane Uptown next week. With that.
All right, now that isn't fatal, though. Henry's can't. He comes in and feels that it's fatal, now we're going to, it's a bad vote, it's a bad break. Goddamn it, we're going to continue to do what we're doing.
Well, I told him this morning we can continue sort of that, relieve that problem. He felt that was a little more serious than it was. And then we're doing a damage limit on that to keep this from looking like a calamity, which it isn't. So
bad to handle the bureaucracy. Well, listen, I don't think I'll see him this morning. I frankly think I'll wait to see him with Rogers if he's in that frame of mind.
No, he's all right.
No,
yeah,
but I'm not going to have him come in here and say he's going to leave.
He's not going to.
And I'm not even going to have him discuss it. No, he's
subject to be raised, and he said, fine, I agree with him. He said, I'll just give you my, the results of my ruminations. And I said, well, we've got too much to do here. The time is too critical for this kind of nonsense.
I want you to know that we, we're in a position now. We're starting to fight on this. We've got a lot of things. It's just Watergate and tapping and formal mission stands and the rest. And I've been through more battles than Henry will ever see. And you've been through it a lot more than Henry will see. And we're not going to have that Jewish son of a bitch come in here and pull that kind of stuff on
him. We can't.
I'm not going to do it. Henry is an American usually, but sometimes it becomes very Jewish. And you know exactly what I feel. There's no meaning that shit. He's done that too often to me. Now, he's done it usually when I haven't had any other problems. But if he walks in here, that kind of crap today, his ass is out. Now, I mean it. We'll have it.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I did it. I just didn't flush him right now. We might as well. What the hell? Why don't we have a good story?
Well, if we were to do that, that's what I wanted to talk about. If we were to do that, I think that we'd have to bring Connolly in very quickly.
That's what I mean. Connolly's ready.
And really, that's the decision you should think about.
Connolly wants to be Secretary of State.
He left here yesterday afternoon. He didn't really. He knew he had an office, and he talked to Ash for an hour, and he had good discussions. But we never got down to any real.
He talked to Ash.
So we never had a real substantive passing for him.
He's going on to Russia now.
No, sir. He's postponing that trip. So you have him for whatever direction you want to move in. And right now he's sort of.
What do you think? Don't you think maybe we better make the change to Connolly now? With Henry's attitude?
No, I would. Ordinarily I say yes, but I think Henry's so intertwined in this goddamn nuclear thing and
the Russian summit.
The Russian summit and what's coming that's my fear. You see, what I'm trying to think of.
How do we keep the guy crappy right after the Russian summit? Maybe he goes. I go live with Connolly.
I wouldn't make a decision. I'd see how this thing goes.
You see, what really ought to happen is that Henry ought to be a big enough man that he stays through this crisis.
Of course.
And then he gets to be Secretary of State.
That's the way it is.
And then because he'd be better than Connolly. And we could work on it.
And better.
Because he can work the European summit. There's one area that he's very weak in, and you know where it is. It's the Israeli area. He is still weak in that, I don't know. Well, despite all the talk about it.
Well, that's his real concern. He said he thinks there's going to be a war in the Middle East this summer. He thinks that's the way the trends are going. Not black and white.
But now, who's he got? He can't blame that one on Cisco.
No, he doesn't blame anybody. He just said it's just a very volatile situation.
As soon as the jackets got out after him,
This wouldn't be a bad thing for him to know, sort of, maybe in an indirect way.
Oh, I think the one that taught him is you. It's to say that, I hear a funny thing, the present discovery of Bob Black, in this office of the offices, they had a custom. Well, the captain was also wired,
so I'll just tell him you know it.
I didn't know it, and that they're all there, and that the wire is turned on for all national security matters. And we've got it all here, and then the president, when he found it, said, fine, it's to be, that will never be used. Because he doesn't believe in it. But sometime in the future, the president has to write. I mean, if anything, anybody should try to destroy his record on terms of what he said to the president and so forth, we would have to check what he was saying. You know, I killed Henry Kissinger on some of this stuff.
Well, it's certainly the knowledge.
Kill all of us, basically. If you pick up if you want.
That's right. Well,
I think Johnson, frankly, Johnson overdid it. Christ, you know, he even had a wire and kept everybody, but placed them. But he's got one right in this room. You and I are not being recorded to check. Speech.
talk with him. Stennis said this is the only way to do it. He can't go to Irwin directly, but he's going to have Talmadge do it, and I'm also working with Richardson to work with the attorney.
Bang.
Yes. As soon as he gets cleared, he's going to do that.
Good.
Now, Stennis thinks they may be able to do this. He thinks, and he's anxious to take it on.
Good.
I've given Warren Hearn twice now to Elliot, and I said that...
He ought to be able to.
Well, he assured me he'd be on the list, but I'm not sure of where he'll be on the list. And I'm going to make another call to his guy.
Got heard him back from Rogers. I talked to him last night.
Yes, I did. He said that the...
Warren finally said no.
He said no, and he thinks it's very bad, and the Chief Justice said it was bad.
Okay, find somebody else.
So Rogers is out of that now.
Struck out of that. Okay.
Right. Now they're working with McClellan, Baker, and Talmadge on the Senate hearings. And that's how Stennis is working. He said that's the best way to box it over there.
Stennis feels strongly about this.
Very strong. He thinks it's a tragedy and he's going to get it. He said he'll give everything he can have. There's a hearing today. You got a funny situation in the FBI. Remember I talked to you back in Sullivan in there.
Yeah.
Sullivan would have been the best man, no question about it.
Yeah.
But when Ruckelhaus got over there, this number two guy in FBI,
Felt,
started talking to him about these old wiretaps. Said, you got to investigate. First, there's a suspicion that Felt leaked. The fact that there had been wiretaps at the time.
Yeah, I know about that. Felt's supposed to be the leader.
Bad guy. Now, last night he gave the whole thing, the results of the Ruckelhaus investigation, to the New York Times.
Felt did?
Yeah. Now, he's got to go, but we've got to be careful as to when we cut his nuts off. He's
gave
bad.
What did his investigation show?
It really doesn't show anything, but it's going to screw up the whole Ellsberg case. Because you recall Ellsberg was in one of the taps of Helper.
My phone.
No. Ellsberg, they were tapping Helper in 1970.
Yes.
And he was talking to Ellsberg. Sullivan yesterday. And what Felt is doing, These guys are just unbelievable. So I think we can't go in house in the FBI. That place is riddled and rotten.
See, Phil Carson's aware of these tapes, so why don't we say to them now, let's be sure that we've got a line on these tapes that we've got. You see, now they're here. I'll just simply say, but we have none, or we're not going to comment, or what? We've got to be, I don't know what to tell us.
Well, I've got a meeting right now with the lawyer, Bizarre. Bizarre knew this anyhow from being with Laird that there were these tapes because he had exposure to tampering.
See, let me tell you what. Early one before he left said, look, I've got a bundle of stuff that was developed during the proof, leak stuff, and so forth, which I have put in the safe. Right.
always been provided to the White House. Came over in memos from Janitor Hoover to the President, which were delivered initially to Kissinger.
Kissinger saw these, didn't he?
Yes, if they involved his... Well, initially he saw them all.
I know, he was reading everything.
Right. Then it was changed after about 4 months, and we got only what involved NSC people.
Right.
And they started going directly to John. Then they were terminated when it became that Supreme Court ruling made tapping a questionable activity to be terminated, as I understand. We were out there.
Yeah, but terminated, and then the hunt thing started after that.
Well, I think so. So it's not too good to draw on the purity of this thing.
Wait a minute.
was mad in a way that she'd want to put something. Conceivable. Because he'd clean out that goddamn stuff and he'd be your man. Could not do it now. We just can't move it. Rubble House is good for the purposes he's there.
What do they mean? So can't understand how a member of the Bureau would leak to the New York Times a story that knew was going to jeopardize the Ellsberg case.
That's what we're up against. See, that's what's been worrying me about our current situation. I've been around this town some time, Mr. President, and if your bureaucracy moves you, that's when these troubles start.
I know.
And we've got to keep these guys on board, most of them. If you trace it out, you'll find we're democratically placed.
I know.
But I think as it came out yesterday in that meeting, they were 80% for you. We alienated them in that transition. And when this came, boy, they
pounced.
And that's the problem with state over there right now. These guys, you've got to watch.
But wait a minute now. But they were, the problem with state was pretty bad before the transition too, wasn't it?
Always been bad.
But you had, let's face it.
That's right. And they're cowardly.
But worse now.
So either it's going to be a comedy or a kiss to get that goddamn thing pulled together. And one way to it's got to be one or the other, in my humble view. Either all of them pretty good recently, I must say that.
Seriously, yes, they have. Bills. Well, now, it's too bad you got the damn problem there. Oh, well, that's, you say, it's just another one to fight, huh?
Sir, I would see Henry just to
give him a little support. I'm just telling you about that, I'll handle him. But I have this damn leak that is, I just hope Sullivan, why they call him, because how they know that he was in charge.
I don't know. I'm sure that his friend over there fingered him and led Ruffle House to it. In fact, I'm sure he ran the investigation for Ruffle House. He wouldn't know where to turn over there.
Is he out of the Bureau now? Or where is he?
He's out of the Bureau. He's been working on this drug thing for a number of months.
But he's going to take a line that we didn't do it. They were ordered for purposes of so forth and so on. But then they come to the crunch question, well, where are they?
That's the problem.
What's he going to say?
Well, he gave them to Marty.
Who?
To Marty, Bob Marty.
Oh, Christ. Marty destroyed them. Is that his next story?
No, I think Marty will say that they were given to Arlington.
Yeah, but what about the ones in the Bureau?
No, the tapes themselves. I didn't have something to do with that. I didn't ask them. My understanding was that they were destroyed over there at the direction of the director. The tapes themselves.
The memorandum destroyed also.
That's my understanding. They came around, and I remember them doing a police job around the White House here to get every one of those memos. They were all numbered. And we looked. I'm sure we could give it all ours. Yeah.
What was this?
This was about the time of the Supreme Court ruling.
Then after that, we did the impact statement. Who the hell did the impact statement? Not huh?
I don't know. I wasn't. See, that's, we were not in it. I don't know what happened. John ran all that.
Oh, that's right, because it involved the MSC. Now, it seems to me that you and you ought to have a talk with John Ehrlichman about this stuff. You think so? Or do you agree? To know what the hell the facts are, at least we better know
that. Well, that's what I was going to get Bernard to do. To get the facts. Get to him.
I don't want to know where the hell we should stand on it.
We don't want any surprises either.
No.
And, you know, it's just...
Well, no, we don't want any surprises here. We know we should go on that one out. We're not guilty of trying to get the... We're falling for trying to get the goddamn leaks.
We've been irresponsible.
What was doing? What he had done for everybody else. That's his job.
And that's the way this thing has to be presented. My God, this has been done by Kennedy Johnson.
And we did less of it.
We did less of
it. I remember I said that in the news conference on occasion. We had 78 so-called leaks. I mean, pass.
No, I want to get this on right away. Betsy Beckman or Todd Holland. As a matter of fact, I had Larry checking Todd's desk.
Todd Holland?
Yeah.
Does he know about it?
Sometimes they listened to a guy for a period and nothing came up, so they'd drop him.